comrades, there's only one law in this country, and that's the law of might makes right. And if you don't believe me, and if you don't believe about these treaties, go ask the Native American people how much the treaties of the U.S. government are really worth. I appreciate the comrades. I appreciate the previous speaker from the National Lawyer Guild, but let's not have any illusions. I want to... Okay, people's mic. There's only one law in this country.
There's only one law in this country.
The law of might makes right.
The law of might makes right.
We've got the might out here on the streets right now. That gives us some rights. I want to say something to my brothers and sisters in the SEIU union, the union, the SEIU.
I want to say something to my brothers and sisters in the SEIU.
That's the union that represents the city of Oakland workers.
That's the union that represents the city of Oakland workers.
The same workers that were told to take away our tents and stuff this morning.
The same workers that were told to take away our tents and stuff this morning.
Unfortunately, it's the same union that's led by the same people that have complete faith in the Democratic Party. We need to go out to our brothers and sisters, the city workers. And tell them to help us shut down the city of Oakland.
This morning at around 5 a.m., the camp was attacked by the police.
The camp was attacked by the police.
With violence.
With violence.
With gas here.
With tear gas.
We are a movement against incarceration.
We are a movement against incarceration.
Because incarceration takes innocent people black. Over 100 innocent people right now in jail because they defend the freedom that people found in the downtown Oakland.
Over 100
free the political prisoners here, everywhere. We're against the police brutality.
Mic check, mic check, mic check. I just want to say something really quick. Mic check.
Mic check.
I believe in myself, and I hope we believe, that this was an affront to the very spirit of freedom. This was an oppression of free speech. This is an atrocity. These police that they say, mic check. This is an atrocity. The police that are supposed to be part of the 99%.
The police that are supposed to be part of the 99%.
Shot us with rubber bullets.
Shot us with rubber bullets.
Tear gassed us.
Tear gassed us.
Beat us with sticks.
Beat us with sticks.
Destroyed our property.
Destroyed our property.
And arrested our comrades.
And arrested our comrades.
They've been arresting people. Illegally. For centuries. This shows. Once again.
Once again.
Tyranny and fascism.
Tyranny and fascism.
Is rearing its ugly head.
Rearing its ugly head.
I am an American citizen.
I am an American citizen.
I would like to be protected and served.
I would like to be protected and served.
Not shot at and beaten.
Not shot at.
And I hope we all feel that way.
And I hope we all feel that way.
My name is Mary Elsie, and I live in Berkeley.
My name is Mary Elsie, and I live in Berkeley.
What I seen last night. I just couldn't believe it. How somebody could do a human being, you know, up to sand. And the thing about it is that I went in the circle and it was so much of love. It was so much of love, you know what I mean?
So much love in the circle.
And you have to look over me because I've been up all night. I hadn't been able to go home. They had the street blocked. I lost my walker and everything, whatever. They had us, I was just blacked out for everything y'all was doing.
You gotta make really little
sentences.
Like I said, we need to get together.
We need to get together.
And stop the racism.
And stop the racism.
Where I was at.
Where I was at.
It was so much of love.
It was so much love.
They was feeding the homeless.
They was feeding the homeless.
And the kids.
And the kids.
I got so much information.
Because
I don't get a lot in Berkeley, but I got a lot, and these kids put a lot of love in there.
Thank you.
I stayed all night. And I came back. I didn't have that much money, but I said since they got the little Red Cross thing, I could buy some little bitty alcohol or something like that or whatever, you know. But it was just so much of love. But when I seen the little guy in the street, and when the two police was holding his arm, and then another officer came, and pulling his leg. Then two of them got in front so they can block so nobody can see. It's some love, they're not right. They're some demons. And these kids made an impact. It could have started right in off in that circle. It was so much of love. It was so much of love.
They was working together.
One in the kitchen.
One
helping the kids.
One
those didn't have no clothes.
They had a box for them.
They got all kind of little literature for different research. But I see with my eyes, and I live in Berkeley, and it could have started right at that circle. In Oakland, y'all need to do something about it. I love you guys. Do
something about it. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Hi, I'm Peter. I teach over at Laney College. I teach machine shop.
Yeah! Peter, we're out!
Shut the war machine down!
Okay, all right. All right. Hi, I'm Peter.
Hi, I'm Peter!
Teach me about this stuff.
Teach me about this stuff.
I teach machine shop over at Laney College.
I teach machine shop over at Laney College.
I want to honor what you've done and what you're doing. What you've done may seem like a small step, but it's a big step.
What you've done may seem like a small step, but it's a big step.
It's the beginning of a long journey.
It's the beginning of a long journey.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it?
Because
yeah!
This does not end here.
This does not end here.
This system has no answers for you. Not
this
now, not in the future. The things that are being done to you and me are not because of greed. They are the way this system works now with automated factories. You cannot have made things by robots and have people buy them who don't have jobs. They are going to kick people out of factories and out of homes. So they have no answers for you. And so you are the soldiers of tomorrow. And revolution is about transformation. Nothing less. Study.
Study more.
We got to learn this shit. We have to understand what it is that's killing us. We have to base our strategy on that. And then we move.
And
we don't stop. All right.
Hello, everybody. My name is Samsara Morgan, and I'm one of the founders of Occupy Oakland's Children's Village.
They smash that shit, motherfuckers.
I'm here because I'm incredibly sad and I'm incredibly angry. I'm a person who's committed to nonviolence. And my heart is broken and angry at what they did to our village and what they did to our occupation this morning. There are four children that we know for a fact lived in the tents, and that's occupation. I want to know where they are. I want to know that they're with their mother. I want to know that they're safe. I'm sorry that was too many words. Do the best you can. There were four children that we know for a fact were in the tents. Of the occupation. I want to know where they are.
I want to know where they are.
I want to know that they're safe.
I want to know that they're safe.
And I pray that we keep the moral high ground.
Because
we are in the right.
Hi, my name is Janet and I live in Oakland. I returned from Occupy Wall Street. I was there 10 days. And I have a lot to share about that. But not now. I hope we think that last night was an opportunity to learn. Our struggle should not be directed at the police.
Our struggle should not be directed at the police.
Or other institutions that make up the dominant system.
Or other institutions that make up the dominant system.
Any demands we make on this system.
Any demands we make on this system.
Is only feeding the beast.
Is only feeding the beast.
And will not be addressed.
And will not be addressed.
Because it is rigged in favor of the 1%.
Because it is rigged in favor of the 1%.
if we are truly in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street,
if we are truly in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street,
we need to build something new.
We need to build something new.
Something that we care. We care about each other.
Something we care about.
If we are truly in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street,
if we are truly in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street,
we need our movement to be leaderless.
We need our movement to be leaderless.
Inclusive.
Inclusive.
Nonviolent.
Nonviolent.
Transparent.
Transparent.
Using direct participatory.
Using direct participatory.
Not representative democracy.
Not representative democracy.
Where each of us has a voice.
Where each of us has a voice.
And we need to do it by example.
And we need to do it by example.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick announcement, the library is closed.
So, can you hear me? So we're gonna march, Charlie. We have a few more speakers up here, and then we're going to march. Are people ready to march?
Yeah!
Are all of your friends here? Text them and tell them to get down here. They've got about 10 minutes before we leave. And just for the people that haven't showed up yet, after our gathering, we're going to march and take the streets, and we're going to go back to Oscar Grant Plaza. We're going to go march back down there, and we're going to assert our right to our spaces, to our public spaces, to our occupation, and to our movement. So there's some more speakers, but get ready.
Hey, go ahead, turn this off.
Release our friends.
Sorry, turn that off.
Release our friends.
Release our family.
Release our family.
Right now.
Right now.
Mic check. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Liano Rice.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Liano Rice.
And I'm here today because I'm pissed off.
I'm here today because I'm pissed off.
I am Oakland.
I am Oakland.
We are 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 here today to let everybody know.
Everybody know
that the Oakland Police Department,
that the Oakland Police Department,
and all people affiliated with them,
and all people affiliated with them,
have fucked up.
Have fucked up.
They have fucked up big time.
They have fucked up big time.
This is another start to another new beginning.
This is another start to another new beginning.
They might be able to tear gas us.
They might be able to tear gas us.
They can hit us with rubber bullets.
They can hit us with rubber bullets.
They can take our tents.
They can take our tents.
They can take our food.
They can take our food.
They can take our books.
They can take our books.
But they cannot take Oakland spirit.
They cannot.
Departments fight fire with fire.
These departments fight fire with fire.
But you can never win that way.
But you can never win that way.
Especially when you're fighting justice, truth, and honesty.
Especially when you're fighting justice, truth, and honesty.
represent.
That's what we represent.
Who stood together this morning setting up barricades?
We stood together this morning setting up barricades.
Taking rubber bullets.
Taking rubber bullets.
Taking tear gas.
Taking tear gas.
Taking all of their force.
Taking all of their force.
And still we stand right now.
And still we stand right now.
Oakland is not going anywhere.
Oakland is not going anywhere.
We are fighting the flat earth thinkers.
We are fighting the flat earth thinkers.
We think in a global round earth.
We think in a global round earth.
We are right.
We are right.
We must be patient.
We must be patient.
We know we're right.
We know we're right.
They eventually will come to us.
They eventually will come to us.
Until then, they will keep pounding and hitting us.
Until then, they will be pounding and hitting us.
And we will not shut up.
And we will not shut up.
We will not leave.
We will not leave.
We will only get stronger.
We will only get stronger.
I love you, Oakland.
I love you, Oakland.
Mike Jack!
Because it's necessary that today
to us.
Because it is necessary that today they listen to us.
And I called the mayor's office
today.
And I called the mayor's office today.
And I told her.
And I told her.
And the chief of police.
And the chief of police.
We in Oakland did not appreciate.
We in Oakland did not appreciate.
The action they took last night.
The action they took last night.
They was wrong.
They was wrong.
And sneaky.
And sneaky.
We have no guns.
We have no guns.
We have no weapons.
We have no weapons.
We have no arms.
We have no arms.
Why did you use blank bullets and gas on us?
Why did you use blank bullets and gas on us?
We pay your salary.
We pay your salary.
We pay for that park out there.
We pay for that.
Are trying to attack the Occupy movement.
The police all over the country are trying to attack the Occupy movement.
This morning, the raid on the Occupy Oakland camp.
This morning, the raid on the Occupy Oakland camp
was a test.
Was a test.
The test was to see how the community would react.
The test was to see how the community would react.
I'm proud to see all of you showing up here in Oakland to show that you want to stand for it.
Oh, yeah.
All over the world, people are all over the world.
All over the world.
People are wondering what's going to happen here today in Oakland.
People are wondering what's going to happen here today in Oakland.
People that are not involved in the movement are looking to see if this is a movement they want to join.
People who are not involved in the movement are looking to see if this is a movement they want to join.
People that are in the movement
want
you guys to win.
People who are in the movement want you guys to win.
We are the 99%.
We are the 99%.
We will stop the world.
We will stop the world.
And make those motherfuckers jump off.
And make those motherfuckers jump off.
Woo! I've been told that we are going to march.
I've been told that we are going to march.
And take back Oscar Grant Plaza.
And take back Oscar Grant Plaza.
Comrades that are in jail.
For our comrades that are in jail.
For the people watching all around the world.
For the people watching all around the world.
And for your grandchildren who you want to tell that you were here.
And for your grandchildren who you want to tell that you were here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to get in the streets.
We're about to get in the streets.
All of us in the streets.
All of us in the streets.
And so you might want to know some things.
You might want to know some things.
One of those is our legal number.
One of those is our legal number.
So take out a pen.
So take out a pen.
And write this on your arm.
Write this on your arm.
Seriously, take out a pen.
Take out a pen.
We don't need a bag.
You guys, take out a fucking pen.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes.
Yes.
415.
415.
285.
285.
1011.
1011.
Again. 485.
Quick, so we can go.
I want to be quick so we can go.
Everybody, about City Hall, I don't know if everybody knows this, but City Hall is shut down right now. City Hall is closed for business and surrounded by riot cops, just in case you weren't aware of that. The City Council meeting is also canceled, as are all meetings in City Hall. But we can wait them out. We're going to line up over here. We're going to line up over here facing west. And ask the people in the front to link arms.
March.
We're going to start the march. By marching west. Up 14th Street.
Up 14th Street.
So the front of the march is